Hey, I'm Tony Moreland, and this is the Samsung Developers Podcast, where we chat with innovators using Samsung technologies, award-winning app developers and designers, as well as insiders working on the latest Samsung tools. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 6. On today's show, I'm joined by Mikolas Veradi, product manager at the Tiny Digital Factory, the gaming studio behind the motorsport racing game GT Manager. Not only do we chat about the challenges of releasing GT Manager worldwide during the pandemic, but also the different promotions related to the version of GT Manager available on Galaxy Store. Enjoy.
Hey, Mikolas, thanks for joining me on the podcast today.
Hey, Tony, it's good to be here.
So tell me, who is Mikolas Veradi?
So I am Mikolas Veradi. I'm a Hungarian living in France since 2014. And now working at the Tiny Digital Factory, while combining two of my passions, gaming and motorsports. I currently live in Lyon, and I like going out on my motorcycle when I'm not working.
So not only are you working within motorsports, but for fun, you also like to get on your motorbike and drive around the country?
Yes, that's right. For me, it's the best way to ease your mind when you're not working. So.
So tell me, what is your role at Tiny Digital Factory?
So I work as a product manager since January 2021, and my current missions include partnerships management with drivers or a brand, and the management of the community is a big part of my missions, and also managing all the communications and marketing aspects of our game GT Manager.
How long have you been at a Tiny Digital Factory, did you say?
Since January 2021.
And what was your journey? How did you end up working in motorsport gaming?
So after graduating from high school in Hungary, I came to Paris to obtain a degree in accounting. And then I made like a career altering choice and started a sports management master. And during that period, I worked at Citroën Racing in the communications department, which then led me to the Tiny Digital Factory.
Wow. So you got your degree in accounting. I'm assuming there wasn't much of an adrenaline rush in accounting, and that's probably your need to get into motorsport.
Yes, that's right. That's why I wanted to change afterwards. I was always passionate for like motorsports, and then I had this opportunity and I just took it. And it changed a lot of things for me.
So Tiny Digital Factory is an independent developer and publisher specializing in free-to-play mobile games with a strong focus on racing and motorsport management. Tell me, how did you guys get your start? What is the history of Tiny Digital Factory?
So the Tiny Digital Factory was created in Canada, in Montreal, in 2015. And as developer, the studio has a strong track record with the Roller Coaster Tycoon Touch that we co-developed with Atari. And F1 Mobile Racing, which was made with the Codemasters and EA. And now we are specialized in motorsport games, and we became an independent publisher in 2021.
Wow, so not too long ago that you guys became an independent publisher.
Yes, that's right. GT Manager is actually our first game as a publisher, yes.
Wow, it's amazing. So you said that the Tiny Digital Factory first began in Canada, but most of the team, I understand, they work and live in Lyon, France. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. So we have two studios, one in Montreal, Canada, and the other one in Lyon, France, where most of the team is located.
And how big is the team right now?
Currently, we have 27 members, and we are still growing as multiple recruitments are taking place as we speak.
27 may be small for a company, but that is a pretty good size for an independent game studio. What's the best way for someone to apply for a position at Tiny Digital Factory?
So if you want to join our team, there are multiple job openings currently on our LinkedIn page. So you can come there and check them out.
So let's talk about the relationship with Samsung and Tiny Digital Factory. How did that first begin?
So the game came out in March 2021, so last year. And at that time, our team has been contacted by Samsung Galaxy Store's business team before the worldwide launch. And as they liked the idea of the game, they offered a partnership. And since the game went on to become one of the most successful racing games on the Galaxy Store.
That's amazing. Yeah. So you guys won the Best of Galaxy Store Award for best racing game in 2021. What did it mean to win that award?
It's an amazing feeling. So as the competition was tough with many great racing games that year, we were honored to receive this award, as it was the first one for our studio as well. So we would like to seize this opportunity to thank everyone involved at Samsung for this reward.
Yeah, definitely. No, it's a fun game to play. I myself was playing GT Manager, so I was excited to see that you guys won the award. In what ways have you guys promoted winning the award?
This award has been promoted on our social media pages, Instagram, Facebook, and also the corporate page of the Tiny Digital Factory. And it is displayed in our office in Lyon, and we are very proud of this achievement.
So let's talk about the history of GT Manager. Can you tell me how it first got started?
Yes, so Stéphane Baudet, who is the founder and CEO of the studio, has a strong history with racing games. Before he created two major franchises, which became huge successes in Europe, the V Rally series and the Test Drive Unlimited series. And after working on the F1 Mobile Racing for Codemasters, which is now part of EA, we worked on a racing management concept, which was initially planned to become F1 Manager.
Okay.
But eventually we decided to reposition our concept in the world of GT cars under the name of GT Manager.
That's interesting that Stefan worked on F1 mobile racing, but then wanted to switch gears and create more of a risk management style racing game. So GT Manager was officially launched in spring of 2021, correct? But you did a soft launch prior to that. Is that right?
Yes. So in our case, GT Manager was available only in a few countries during the soft launch. And this helped us to improve the game, develop new ideas, and also create a core community for our game, which has stayed there since the worldwide launch.
And you know, your timing for the release of GT Manager, I thought was great, because it really kind of coincided, at least in the US, with a big push in motorsports. You know, I think we can all look to Netflix and the release of the F1 series Drive to Survive. The popularity in the US for motorsport has really increased in the past several years. So your timing for GT Manager was, I thought, was perfect.
Yeah, it definitely helped us in the US because we still have a strong user base in the US. So it was definitely a good moment to launch the game.
So tell me, how did you go about building GT Manager, knowing that it is a mobile game?
So we thought motorsport enthusiasts would like to play a motorsport game which could be more comfortable to play on the go. And this is how the idea of an accessible management game came up. And after a few playable prototypes, we found an addictive core mechanic, which was based on traditional RPG loops and strategic skills. GT Manager as a game gives a new experience in the racing genre, as players can manage their GT team through various managerial aspects. And over their progression, they unlock new buildings, new staff, and new cars until they reach the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, I think that's what I love so much about GT Manager, is it's not a behind-the-wheel racing experience. It's truthfully the manager of the racing team. So, you know, building your factories, lining up your sponsorships, taking care of your drivers, your parts on the car. I mean, it's not only just race day, but the entire experience of managing a racing team.
Yeah, so it's a complete game that where players can do whatever GT managers are doing for their team. So I think that is why it has been a success. As I recall, we are the only game in the racing management segment on Galaxy Store as well.
Yeah, so tell me, are there any unique aspects or optimizations to the Galaxy Store version of GT Manager?
We had a promotion last year between September and November 2021, where the Galaxy Store players had the opportunity to receive a special Samsung livery for the Ford Mustang GT4. And this promotion was available only for players who downloaded the game from the Galaxy Store. And many players are still using this skin as their main one. So it was a success for sure for the Samsung players. And we are also planning other exclusive promotions for this year.
Wonderful. So just to explain, a livery, it's the look of the car, how the car is wrapped, the graphics that are on the car. Is that correct?
Yes, that is right.
So let's talk about marketing. What are some of the tools and techniques you guys are using to promote GT Manager?
We have official pages for the game on Instagram, Facebook, and Discord, which is the biggest platform for us, the most important one, because it's where players can discuss about strategies or can trade blueprints for the cars. And it's important for us to have this one. And also we have, of course, banner promotions on the stores. And we have a YouTube channel and Galaxy Store badges as well.
Excellent. I would think that those Galaxy Store badges really are instrumental in doing your promoting because it really helps gamers get directly to your app on Galaxy Store.
Yes, that's right.
And I will be sharing all of the URLs and social handles in the show notes for this podcast episode. What is the URL for Tiny Digital Factory GT Manager?
It's tinydigitalfactory.com/GT-manager.
So I understand that GT Manager is your first game offered from Tiny Digital Factory. Are you guys working on anything more that we can expect to see on the Galaxy Store?
We have started working on a new game, but we can't really give more information about it. But you can join our LinkedIn page where we'll share some exciting news.
Yeah, yeah. I can't wait to find out what you guys are working on next. Where do you get your ideas for new games?
As it is in the DNA of the studio, most of the team is passionate about motorsports, and it is a sport with many different disciplines that could be transformed into mobile games. And with this in mind, multiple team members are working on new, interesting, and innovative game ideas.
Ah, so tell me, what is your workflow when it comes to designing, developing, and publishing a game?
The first step for us is to create a prototype that could be presented to our partners. And from that, we are able to design the features one by one, then develop them and test them. And as for the publishing, the communications for the game start around the soft launch. And this helps us build a strong core for our community.
How long would you say it takes to go from concept to an actually published game?
I think it can vary depending on the project, but I would say between 1 and 2 years.
I'm sure there's a lot involved with that because, you know, in your case with GT Manager, you've got a lot of cars that have to have been licensed. You have to, you know, work with sponsors. And I understand you actually have real professional drivers, the likeness of them within the gameplay. So talk a bit about, you know, when it comes to licensing and sponsorship, as well as specifically with real professional drivers.
Yes, so everything in the game is licensed, the cars, the drivers. We have official skins or liveries that specific teams use in their own championships. So we have to contact the teams separately to get the approval to use that livery in the game. And we also work with different partners for each season. For example, we worked with Fanatec, which is a leader in esports equipment. And everything regarding the licensing is prepared well before the launch, so we can get right everything related to the contract.
Yeah, so I love, you know, playing the game, and I see actually real Mercedes and Porsche, as well as, you know, McLaren cars out on the track. I love that aspect of the game.
Yeah, so I think the beauty in that is that we don't take only one championship as an example, but we take cars and drivers from different worldwide championships, and that is how it became a really worldwide game.
So I can imagine there's a lot of competition when it comes to games. So what has been your strategy to help with discoverability?
We rely mostly on our user acquisition campaigns, but we have also implemented various cross-promotional partnerships to promote GT Manager outside the Galaxy Store. For example, we worked with different influencers who helped discover potential players to play GT Manager. And also, as I said, we worked with Fanatec for the December season, and they helped promoting the game as well.
Oh, that's great. Can you share what platform you're building GT Manager on?
we use Unity.
Ah, so I just started using Unity earlier this year to build my first game. So really, yeah, it's a great program, great platform. In total, how many downloads would you say GT Manager has since your official launch?
Since the official launch, it has been downloaded by more than 1.5 million players.
Wow, that's great. And for such a young game, I mean, I could really see this franchise is really going to take off. What challenges have you faced, would you say, when it comes to designing and marketing the game?
So the biggest challenge for us last year and the year before was, of course, how we could launch the game during the lockdowns. And that has made the publishing and marketing process a bit more complicated. And unfortunately, all these phases that you mentioned were affected by the crisis. But as a team, we managed to overcome and launch the GT Manager in March 2021.
Wow. So yeah, you really did launch this right in the middle of the pandemic. So I can understand that there would be a lot of challenges internally within the company, you know, dealing with the lockdown and all the effects of COVID. I do know from hearing from other developers that mobile gaming has really, really increased in popularity during the lockdown because, you know, it is a great way for a source of entertainment. So I'm sure you guys must have seen some sort of, you know, boost when it comes to, you know, actual users playing your game.
Okay, so for sure, in the beginning, it has boosted our downloads as where multiple lockdowns were taking place in different countries. And it just made a bit more difficult for us to work together as a team because we weren't at the studio all together. So that is why it was a big challenge for us.
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk about the music. Can you share any insight into the music that we hear when we're playing GT Manager?
Yeah, so we looked for inspirations from various music genres and found a theme which would have an international appeal. And that is how we picked our current music.
Yeah, I think, you know, the music really can set the vibe of the game, you know, give the user a certain feel. So, I mean, I think it really is important to have, you know, appealing music behind your game when you are in the middle of gameplay. What advice would you give developers looking to bring their games to Galaxy Store?
Yeah, so Galaxy Store is a great place for developers to publish their games. And we have observed that a big part of GT Manager players play on Samsung devices. And this made the opportunity of having our game on the Galaxy Store even more interesting. If your game has a unique style, it will attract a lot of users, which has been the case for GT Manager, for example. And the Samsung team also helps a lot to increase the reach and the discoverability of your games through different aspects. Like promotions on the Galaxy Store or Game Launcher, for example. And also, I would say that don't hesitate to integrate exclusive contents for Galaxy Store users, as we discussed before.
So let's talk about diversity and inclusion, you know, within your company. What is Tiny Digital Factory doing related to D&I?
Recruitment is open to all people from minorities, and promotions are, of course, open to all employees. And selection is made on the basis of skills and without discrimination. The studio has, of course, women in the team, as well as people with an immigrant background.
That's great. And knowing that you are, you know, becoming a global company, not just with, you know, your different offices in Canada and France, but also, you know, your reach is really becoming a global franchise with GT Manager. When you're not working at Tiny Digital Factory, tell me, what is it that you like to do for fun?
For fun, I go out on my motorcycle and I go karting.
Oh, so you do karting?
Yeah, with the team as well, we go out and do some go-karting sometimes.
Ah, so that's nice. So not only just playing gameplay of car racing, but you actually like to get behind the wheel and feel the speed on the track.
Yes, that's right.
So I know you love riding motorcycles, so I have to ask you, what would be your dream bike?
I think my favorite bike would be the Indian FTR 1200.
Oh, wow. I love the Indian brand of motorcycles. Definitely beautiful, beautiful bikes. Hey, Miklas, I want to thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today.
Thank you for the invitation.
Looking to start creating for Samsung? Download the latest tools to code your next app. Or get software for designing apps without coding at all. Sell your apps to the world on the Samsung Galaxy Store. Check out developer.samsung.com today and start your journey with Samsung.
The Samsung Developers Podcast is hosted by Tony Moreland and produced by Jeannie Sue.